Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Houser. Batting second. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up towards third. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to second. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carew moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Carew. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ferraro. Allison moves to second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to third. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allison scores. That run is unearned. It's Yankees, 1, Twins, 1. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosboro throws to first for 1, and Killebrew throws to third, and Tovar drops the ball. White scores. Robinson moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Yankees. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Michael moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 0 for 1 in the game. Stottlemyre bunts towards the mound. Perry juggles the ball. That's an error on Perry. Robinson scores. Michael moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Yankees. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. Houser hits a fly ball towards right. Oliva catches it and throws to Rosboro, who throws to third to double up Michael. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferraro hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Yankees. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Allison takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ulander hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Michael strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt pinch hits for Jim Perry. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 0-for-2 in the game. Stottlemyre hits a line drive towards short. Hernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-3 in the game. Ferraro hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mantle strikes out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. White reaches second base with a double. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez throws towards first. Killebrew fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Killebrew. White scores. It's 4-2, Yankees. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Worthington. Robinson moves to second. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gibbs hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ruben Amaro now playing first base. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosboro hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Uhlander hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottlemyre covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.